I'm Juliet. I'm 10, and the person I am speaking to is my dad.
I was thinking about how me and your mom call you Bug. And I wanted to know if you could tell me what you know about why we call you Bug.
I don't know.
You know, you never knew why we called you Bug?
No, I feel like you've told me sometimes, but I either wasn't paying attention or I just don't remember.
Okay. Well, you know it's a ladybug, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when your mom was pregnant with you, there were a lot of worries, and it made me and your mom really stressed out, and lots of times we'd get little signals, and one of the signals that we kept getting was little ladybugs would show up, and we knew they were good luck. And then when you were born, you were so small, like a bug, so we just thought it was a great nickname.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one aspect of your life that you feel other people need to know to really understand the type of person you are, what do you think that aspect is?
That my brother has autism, and so I'm careful, and I don't like to be mean.
Yes. You're very patient with your brother. I think that's a very important thing that people need to know about you as well. How would you describe your family?
Crazy.
Crazy.
I think you guys are crazy and funny because you always dress up for Halloween in really weird costumes. I like your Halloween costume, Rex Kwando from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
And then I liked your Liz and Liz costume.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two favorites.
That was fun. A lot of times I think we do family-themed costumes. You don't participate in the family-themed costumes sometimes, though.
I remember when you're like, you, Mom, and Judah were all Bob's Burgers characters.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what I was that year.
Yeah. You got to start joining the family themes.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
What was your dream job?
Ooh. Well, you were looking at my baby book.
Yeah.
This last week, and what did it say?
It said that you wanted to be a trash man or a bag boy.
Yes. And my mom was not happy when she saw that. I was a little kid when I wrote that, though. So do you mean, like, when I really started thinking about what I wanted to be?
Yeah.
I've had lots of different passions about what I wanted to be. Before I became a teacher, you know, that I was in school and learning about urban planning, and I really like that.
What's that?
Like planning cities, but the time was not good for that, so that didn't work.
If everybody was nice to each other and there were only scientific problems, what would you be the happiest to see change?
You know, I think that if people put more faith in science generally and understood the value from that, that'd be really important. I was reading an article last night about how there's lots of genetic diseases that they just don't have cures for, and they could find cures, but they can't put the money into finding the cures because so few people have these specific diseases, and finding those cures really wouldn't be that hard if they just had the right amount of resources to put to it.
What's your biggest fear?
I don't know. I guess that things aren't going to get better.
So, like, scientifically or people being nice?
People. Yeah.
I think my biggest fear is that we never use physical things again and that everything is... I'm not, like, saying robots are going to come to life, but that we're going to be using technology all the time.
Yeah, and people become too detached.
Kind of like in WALL-E.
I really enjoyed getting to talk to you.
Me too.
I love you.
I love you.